Rich, what about simultaneous surgery on the primary and hepatic mets?
Well, certainly it's a matter of individual preference in terms of the surgeon and the patient's individual circumstances. So we discuss these in our multidisciplinary conference together, and generally there are three or four hepatic surgeons at those meetings and three or four colorectal medical oncologists. A lot of times we'll ask the patient to sign a consent form to have both done. I believe that the surgeons decide intraoperatively if they're doing a wedge resection of a single lesion versus a trisegmentectomy and a wedge resection, whether or not to go after the second site of disease. There is always the risk that when you violate the colon at the same time that you've operated on the liver, that your incidence of infection will be higher. It's one of those things that a surgeon has to use their judgment about. Clearly, one operation, if you can do it safely, is better than two.
Alan, what exactly is your typical regimen right now in this situation? Are you including bevacizumab?
That's a good question. And again, I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all. I do think that we have to balance the need for a robust response with bevacizumab versus the 3 or 4% risk of a major complication. Also, this is a patient you're contemplating a big operation on. So in a patient that I showed you, for example, I did not use bevacizumab because to me it was a bioassay to prove that the patient had favorable biology. I don't think bevacizumab tells me one way or the other.
Did you use it post-op?
I did. But again, in other patients where you're counting on a major response or you're plus minus on whether this patient will really go to surgery, I think bevacizumab is reasonable.
Any situation where you use bevacizumab, chemotherapy, and cetuximab?
On 80405.
Axel, what about other mets, lung mets, for example? Yeah. Do you have patients where you resect lung mets and liver together?
Yeah. Let me first answer one of the questions before with cetuximab in frontline therapy. I think once we have more data about KRAS wild type, cetuximab, all this enriching patient population for responders to EGF receptor targeted therapy, this could be an area where cetuximab could get into the neoadjuvant preoperative therapy. In terms of limited other metastatic disease like lung metastasis, whatever, liver metastasis, we are aggressively going after these metastases if it makes biologic sense. Again, I'm a little bit wary about the synchronous metastases popping up, even when they're resectable. I would rather get more information about the biology of the tumor and treat these patients with chemotherapy to assess that these are chemosensitive tumors, like Adam's paper, which came out in Annals of Surgery about 3 years ago. And so we gain more information about the tumor by giving chemotherapy. In principle, however, yes, lung metastases are not a contraindication if they can be resectable for a curative approach in stage 4 disease.